Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
But I wanted to talk about ISIS and what's happening on our borders. And is there a connection? Because we were just talking about how dangerous, you know, ISIS has been. They're wanting a caliphate. They're in parts of Syria, parts in Iraq. They want to, and part of a caliphate is not, it includes, you know, making Sharia law, but they want global domination. A caliphate is, you know, running the world, if you will, making it Muslim nations, and now they'll institute Sharia law as the law of the land. And Christians, we're not interested in taking over, you know, earthly kingdoms. God's kingdom is the kingdom of God, and completely different. But what they want to do is be able to continue to spread that, and there are reports that ISIS could actually be entering through the borders in the United States because they've been so, you know, unsecure. In fact, this is not just talk, but the governor of Texas, Rick Perry, who has one of the largest borders there with Mexico, Texas and Mexico, he himself said this. We want you to watch this report as they continue to share the type of threat that's basically being extended to the United States. Watch this.
America's military and intelligence officers are pledging an even greater commitment to striking down the radical Islamic militant group known as ISIS or ISIL. This follows an international effort to track down those who killed American journalist James Foley, and now there are threats to kill Stephen Sotloff. He is the second American journalist being held hostage.
We are pursuing a long-term strategy against ISIL because ISIL clearly poses a long-term threat.
We'll work with our law enforcement, our intelligence, and our military partners to try to bring justice to the Foley family and bring the full force of the United States to bear on these savages.
The White House also released and defended details of an unsuccessful mission to rescue several Americans in Syria last month. ISIS had demanded $130 million in ransom for James Foley, but the U.S. refused to consider it.
ISIS is not only trying to terrorize Americans by killing Foley, they're also trying to stoke fear from inside the U.S. The last week has brought a photo tweet from an ISIS supporter in front of the White House and even a pro-ISIS banner at the Ferguson riots. But the danger may be more than just about a PR war. Texas Governor Rick Perry is just one of many who fears that ISIS terrorists could have entered the U.S. through our porous southern border.
There is, I think, great concern that the border between the United States and Mexico is unsecure, and we don't know who's using that. What I will share with you, that we've seen historic high levels of individuals from countries with terrorist ties over the course of the last months. Individuals from ISIS or other terrorist states could be, and I think that it's a very real possibility that they may have already used that.
A number of U.S. lawmakers in Washington have also warned that U.S. citizens have gone to fight for ISIS and could bring their terror training back to the U.S.
This is a real concern because ISIS is an organization, a terrorist group, that is super well-funded. They said one of the most well-funded terrorist groups ever. So when they're asking for $130 million, they asked because they were already getting money. Reports are that they were getting money from Europe countries, countries in Spain, in the millions for people that they have kidnapped, I think mainly journalists. And so they thought that they could do that in the United States, and the United States doesn't negotiate with terrorists. And so they didn't get anything. But they've also taken over oil fields. And what's being reported is that they're selling that oil on the black market for, I mean, half the price. So they're super funded, and they have great, you know, weapons at their disposal because there are weapons that we left there in Iraq, you know, unsecured and pulled out. And so, you know, when people say, well, do we want to go into Iraq? And listen, if we don't take care of ISIS there in Iraq, we may be having to take care of them in Texas.
Yeah.
And so we need to do what we need to do to be able to protect all citizens everywhere, in particular those Christians that were beheaded, children that were starved, dehydrated up on a mountain, Mount Sinjar, pushed up over the, you know, edge. This is crazy. It just needs to come to an end. And it's time that America, that plays its role that it's played so many times in the past. When America was on watch, it kind of kept everything at bay because they knew that there were leaders in the United States that were going to take action. There was an administration that said, just like Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, he deals with things. And you know what? You almost feel like if you went to Israel, you'll be safer in Israel than maybe you are in most places right now in the United States. And it's because, you know, people respond to authority and they respond to swift punishment or swift action when things are broken down. And it's something about Israel and the leadership that they have. They understand that you have to confront evil. You can't play with it, nor can you try to containment, because there's this whole theory of we'll just contain them. We'll just No, you deal with them. You get rid of them. Yeah. And you don't contain them in a fence, because you know what? They'll climb right on over and be in your backyard.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.